From Jim Beam to Maker's Mark, their brand and label are the only things more iconic than a bourbon's taste. And that's why we've partnered with Sticker Mountain, a company focused on helping you make a statement with your labels and stickers. Embracing cutting-edge embellishment technology allows them to add foil, raise texture, and more to make your product stand out, all at competitive prices with market-leading turnaround and customer service that treats you like a business partner. And that's why right now you can get 10% off your order with coupon code STICKYBOURBON at StickerMountain.com. See the difference they can make for you and your business at StickerMountain.com using coupon code STICKYBOURBON. Hey everyone, it's another Whiskey Quickie, and today we're heading down to 117, is it North or what is it, West Main, East Main?
East Main.
Yeah,
East
it is, Main. It's East yeah. Main. Yeah, in downtown Louisville, because you know what's there? It's Old Forester's Distillery. And this is
their address 117?
I mean, it's called the 117 series. I'm 99% sure that's right. Now you're
that would make sense.
I gotta look it up now. So Old Forester address.
Yeah, let's see if you can. Yeah, this is Lauren's loving this.
It's 119 West Main Street.
Well.
That must just be Google. We'll give 117.
I think both buildings.
Yeah, it has to be.
That's right.
All right, but this is Warehouse H. This is the newest release that they just came out with, which I don't think you'll be able to get anymore. But they sent us a sample. You wanted us to review it, so we're doing it anyway. So Warehouse H is a symbolic of Old Forester's growth after World War II. Would it be a symbol? Symbolism, right?
Symbolism.
Symbolic. Anyway, construction on the brick warehouse began in 1946, housing 50,000 barrels. The four-story, eight-chamber warehouse was designed to be heat-cycled in the winter months and when temperatures would drop below 60s, and then the maturation process ceased. Warehouse H is unusual in its heat-cycling profile, with the first floor sometimes hitting the highest temperatures. This is a 98-proof whiskey. I do not have the price tag, but like I said, I don't think it matters because it's sold out, but you want us to do the review, and so here it is.
I'm sure they'll bring it out again. They've been kind of releasing these 117s, sprinkling them out there at the gift shop from time to time.
Yeah, and if they had 50,000 barrels sitting in that warehouse, they got at least a few more they can release.
One would think.
All right, on with the nose. Classic.
Classic. It's got like that banana strawberry runt kind of note. Some brown sugar.
Yeah. Like I said, there's nothing that I'm pulling out that's going to be like drastically different than maybe
cherry.
Something. But yeah. All right, well, on with the taste. Good flavor.
Mm-hmm. It's like cherry, cola, brown sugar, cinnamon.
Just a lot of good notes there.
I like that little bright cherry note. It's
I definitely get a lot of these types of flavors in the, well, what's their big one? The King, right? I get the King, but at a much lower proof here. I get some of those kind of similar flavor qualities out of it. But also part of me is looking at this going, could I tell a difference if I got a barrel proof whiskey and change it up a little bit? I don't know. I think it'd be a good experiment.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, grab. No, I'm just kidding. We're not going to do that. But let's go ahead and we'll rate this. So on the nose, where are you at?
Thumbs up. I like it.
Yeah. And I think at 98 proof, it still holds a good amount of body to it as well.
Yeah.
And the taste?
I mean, thumbs up. I like it. I know you think it's a little light, but I think it's enjoyable.
It does. Like I said, it still has a good amount of body there.
Yeah.
It's just enough. And the finish?
This is where I'll go sideways. It does kind of fall flat. It has such nice flavors on the front mid palate, and it's just like, where'd you go? I want you to keep going.
Just hang around for a little bit.
It's just me and Kenny hanging out.
Party, stick around.
That's right.
Yeah. But that's going to be a review of Old Forester 117 Series Warehouse H. Cheers, everybody, and good luck finding a bottle.